Chapter 2.
Before coming here, no man or horse was ever kind to me, Ginger said. When they broke me in, they hit me, and I worked until I was very tired. My next place was in London. My master wanted a stylish horse. He used special reins to hold my head up high, but it was uncomfortable, and it made my neck hurt. After a long time, it made me so angry that I kicked and bit if someone came too near to me. They decided to sell me, and I came here. It's much better here, but I don't know how long I can stay. Don't kick or bite John, I said. I try not to, Ginger replied, but it's difficult when you've only known cruel people.
One night, when I was sleeping, John ran into the stable and woke me up. Black Beauty, wake up, he said. Mrs. Gordon is ill. We have to get a doctor. John put on my saddle and I ran like the wind to the doctor's house. It was more than an hour's ride and I was exhausted when we arrived.
Good boy, Beauty, said John. Let's find the doctor's house. Then you can rest before we go home.
John knocked on the door.
Mrs. Gordon is ill, he said. Here's a note from the squire.
Can you come quickly?
I can, said the doctor. But my horse has been out all day and is exhausted. Can I take yours?
The squire said he should rest, said John. But he's a good horse, and it's important to get to Mrs. Gordon quickly.
John gave me some water and some oats. Then the doctor climbed on my back, and we raced back along the road again. I ran as fast as I could. When we arrived home, I was so exhausted. The doctor went into the house with Squire Gordon. Because John was not there, little Joe, the stable boy, took me into my stable. He didn't have much experience with horses, but he did his best. I was hot and my coat was wet, so he dried me with a blanket and gave me a bucket of cold water to drink. Then he went to bed. I was thirsty, so I drank the cold water. But then I started to cool down. Soon I was cold, and I had no blanket to keep me warm. My legs started to ache, and then all my bones were hurting so badly. I was worried that I was very ill. When John arrived after his long walk, he was shocked to see me. I was shaking with cold.
Poor Black Beauty, he said. That stupid boy, Joe. Why didn't he put a blanket on you?
It wasn't Joe's fault. He was just a boy. John got me some warm water and oats, and he covered me with two blankets. I started to feel better, but I still had a fever. The next day, the horse doctor visited me. He looked very serious and told John to move the other horses away. He wanted me to have a good rest. He came back every day to look after me. I felt ill, but I was also worried about Mrs. Gordon. One day, John was outside my stable with little Joe.
Mrs. Gordon's getting better, he said.
Thanks to Black Beauty, the doctor arrived in time to save her.
Next time you see an exhausted horse, Joe, you must make sure he doesn't get too cold.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir, said little Joe.
After that, John taught little Joe everything he knew about caring for horses. And Joe was a very good student. I recovered well from my illness. But Mrs. Gordon was not so lucky. She got better, but every few months she became ill again. One day I was waiting outside the house to take Squire Gordon for a ride when he came out with the doctor. "Your wife is still seriously ill," said the doctor. "In my opinion, you need to take her abroad. She needs to spend 2 or 3 years in a warmer climate so her body can fully recover," he explained. Later, I told Merrylegs and Ginger.
"What will happen to us if the Squire moves abroad?"
asked Ginger. She was worried because Squire Gordon was her first good master, and she didn't want to leave.
"I don't know," replied Merrylegs. "But if Mrs. Gordon gets better, it will be good."
The doctor came every day, and we noticed that John and Joe looked very serious. One day, John came with the bad news. "Merrylegs," he said, "someone is here to buy you." He brushed a tear from his eye as he took Merrylegs from the stable. We didn't have a chance to say goodbye. After that, the other horses disappeared. One morning, I woke up, and Ginger was not there. I was the last one. On the last day, John put me in front of the carriage, and we took Squire Gordon and his wife to the station.
"Goodbye, John," said Mrs. Gordon.
"Good luck, John," said Squire Gordon. And they went to catch their train. John drove me back to the house for the last time, and I thought, who will my next master be?